Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Poems for Halloween, an introduction. Many of us remember that feeling from childhood when an adult or even our friends would tell us scary stories of things that go bump in the night. It was a time to scare and be scared, and no matter how terrifying the stories were, it was a good feeling punctuated by shivers and yelps and laughs. Halloween is now firmly established in the calendar as a favourite. Trick-or-treating is an excuse for kids everywhere to dress up in outlandish attire and collect vast quantities of sweets. Equally, adults everywhere are prone to switch off the lights and pretend to be out. In our collection, the poems show that words have been used to enthrall and suggest dark, mysterious forces beyond our control for quite some time. With authors of the ability of Keats, Poe, Byron, and Shakespeare to nourish these primeval fears, the poems have an unsettling nature, as all bad things should. This collection of poems is read to you by Gisela Rowe and Gideon Wagner.
I'm gonna whisper now because Halloween is almost upon us. A time of witches, ghouls and hauntings and all kinds of scary things that come out the evening before All Saints Day to wreak.
I'm glad you're listening, so let us begin.
The Apparitions by William Butler Yeats. Because there is safety in derision, I talked about an apparition. I took no trouble to convince or seem plausible to a man of sense, distrustful of that popular eye, whether it be bold or sly. 15 apparitions have I seen, the worst a coat upon a coat hanger. I have found nothing half so good as my long-planned half-solitude, where I can sit up half the night with some friend that has the wit not to allow his looks to tell when I am unintelligible. 15 apparitions have I seen, the worst a coat upon a coat hanger. When a man grows old, his joy grows more deep day after day. His empty heart is full at length, but he has need of all that strength because of the increasing night that opens her mystery and fright. 15 apparitions have I seen, the worst a coat upon a coat hanger.
The Ghost of Roger Casement by William Butler Yeats. Oh, what has made that sudden noise? What on the threshold stands? It never crossed the sea because John Bull and the sea are friends. But this is not the old sea, nor this the old seashore. What gave that roar of mockery, that roar in the sea's roar? The ghost of Roger Casement is beating on the door. John Bull has stood for Parliament. A dog must have his day. The country thinks no end of him, for he knows how to say at a beanfest or a banquet that all must hang their trust upon the British Empire, upon the Church of Christ. The ghost of Roger Casement is beating on the door. John Bull has gone to India, and all must pay him heed. The histories are there to prove that none of another breed has had a like inheritance or sucked such milk as he. And there's no luck about a house if it lack honesty. The ghost of Roger Casement is beating on the door. I poked about a village church and found his family tomb and copied out what I could read in that religious gloom. Found many a famous man there, but fame and virtue rot. Draw round, beloved and bitter men, draw round and raise a shout. The ghost of Roger Casement is beating on the door.
Are You Digging My Grave? By Thomas Hardy. Ah, are you digging on my grave, my loved one? Planting rue? No, yesterday he went to wed. One of the brightest wealth has bred. It cannot hurt her now.